Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Sunday, May 31st, 2015. Tonight's show is truly a celebration. I'm here to discuss the topic of rehabilitation, nutrition management, and recovery from nursing home neglect. 10 years ago, I took on a commitment to take a gentleman from a nursing home and transition him to independent living. At the time, the patient was 58 years old, neglected in an ALF. I didn't know this would be the greatest challenge as a trainer, therapist, and first responder. Mr. Hess, now 68 years old, living in his own residence, pushing forward to overcome multiple setbacks. He is a cardiac, diabetic, pulmonary, renal patient on hemodialysis. After 8 years, and 3 times a week treatment of dialysis, we have a new medical team. Plan for Fitness is proud to announce the positive path we are on. It has taken great faith, courage, perseverance, and loyalty to sustain the complications and emergency situations that were lessons of how precious life really is. Let me bring my guest caller on the air. Good evening, Hello. Plan for Fitness Talk Show.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome back to the show, Mr. Hess.
Oh, my pleasure. You can be sure.
Well, you heard the intro. This really means the world to me. It's been 10 years, and you've been on the journey with my love for radio. You've been in many studios and shared your story over the years and touched many lives with your own story that was really, I mean, unless you're there in the person's situation, I would have never thought we would have seen so much, so many different things, you know, on the way to recovery. And part of that has built character in both of us. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Tonight's show is about the rainbow after the thunderstorm. And there were many, many times, certainly, you know, when we had you in the hospital and the assisted living, you were not progressing. You were declining. There were multiple hospital stays. And we want to talk about how you've overcome it all. You are currently living in your own apartment.
Right.
And tell the listeners your experience and how you feel about today.
Well, it's been 10 years. They've been definitely an interesting 10 years. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. Unfortunately, we get one thing cured and something else happens. You've been present where they thought I coded. They have written me off like 3 times, but I'm still here, and we're still kicking, still trying to progress.
Absolutely, and we're fighters. That's why you're still here. And God, okay, definite fighters. And there's plenty of time for physical or mental exhaustion, but it's a way to climb out of that and get back on top and get on your feet again. And Really, the perseverance with you and the dedication that I have, I want you to walk on your own again. For the listeners that might just be tuning in, I have Mr. Arthur Hess, return guest speaker, calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. And this is our anniversary show of 10 years of service. Mr. Hess was neglected in a nursing home, wheelchair-bound for 2 years. And, you know, we did the transition from the walker to the cane to nothing. And then he has some cardiac setbacks. And do you want to share about what's going on right now? Because you're starting to walk on your own again. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, the neuropathy became so severe, I have very little feeling in the hands and feet. So it's a matter of relearning how to walk and how to do things.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to persevere ahead.
You are really being diligent in trying to take the next step, and it's been very hard. It's I know some days I wish I was maybe easier and it could make it, you know, go on a lighter scale, but you have to push forward, and that's what we talked about today. We had consultation before the show, and just what a pleasure of so many years that we know each other, and you know, your family. And I say, you know, you've made it a long time, and you've continued to grow. You are living independently. When before, they really confiscated everything. It was a terrible time for you with the nursing home, really. And so, you know, you have to keep looking forward. And I think we also talked about the attitude of gratitude. What's your response?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of it, when the nursing homes, I was in a wheelchair, and I had been working with you on the side, and I went to therapy one day, or I wasn't there, and my therapist, Michelle Van, came in, and the girls told me, he said, "Where's Mr. Hess?" And they said, "Oh, he took a cane, he's out walking around the building." And his response is, "That can't be, he can't walk." Well, you know, a lot of it is the attitude that's put forth to you. You want to progress and people knock you down. And you're just the opposite. You can be hard at times, but you push for the positive.
Yes.
Which makes a very big difference in a lot of what we do is our own attitude. If you keep telling yourself, "I can't do it," you never will do it. We all have our trepidations. I don't know if I can go that far, but we try. At least we try and we push forward, and hopefully we progress a little each day.
Do you feel happy living independently?
Oh, yeah. You have to live the other lifestyle to really realize how debilitating it is mentally. Not only the physical, but more the mental. Yeah, it's like you're boxed up in a cage.
Yes. Well, you know, you've been blessed. It's been quite a journey, and we continue on. We want to certainly do a couple of recognitions. Green Acres Dialysis with Dr. Abraham and his team. He's a nephrologist. Great team, communication. And you're really getting good care. What's your feedback on that, Mr. Hess?
Yes, I have been with a couple of the big companies at various of their centers, and they really, for what they're doing, do a sloppy job. And it is very for you to push ahead, they really don't address that. And this center has been very positive and very,
We're certainly grateful to them for taking good care, because you really had a couple of different instances where it was very scary for both of us.
Yes.
Do you want to recognize anybody specifically at the dialysis center?
Well, the nurses, both Edna and Denise, are very nice, and Dee, who is my girl who does the putting out of the line, very caring, and they keep a
very
good
important.
Eye on
very
yes,
important.
It is.
That's the lady that hooks you up three times a week, and you have to trust in her to have this life saving procedure. And also Monica, as a caregiver, power of attorney, and therapist, for me to switch dialysis centers, to do everything with the insurance, and to talk to the people on this end was a pleasure, was a real pleasure. So our thanks go out to the screen at dialysis.
Receptive.
Say it again.
They're receptive, and they try to accommodate everybody. I see it with the way they handle other people. And when Dr. Abraham opened his center, I can see why he had Monica come over. She's a great front desk person, and she handles everything with charm and grace.
Absolutely. She's a center right there, and we, I definitely look forward to many more years with you there, because I want you to have good care. That's what the whole challenge has been about, for you to have good care and be stabilized. We also want to give Dr. George Mueller a mention this evening. Very, very important guy. He's done multiple surgeries on Mr. Hess. He's articulate and caring. He's a vascular surgeon. And the surgeries are 2004 toe amputation, 2006 implant of vesticular, 2015 graft modification on the vesticular. Mr. Hess, what would you like to say about Dr. Mueller? And he's really been essential in you remaining out of the hospital. You haven't had any infection, and you're looking good.
Well, I've seen a number of doctors over the years, and not only is he a very caring physician, but he prides himself in his work. He does it right the first time. He doesn't have to go back and do seconds.
Amen on that. He's a busy man, and I'm going to be speaking with the doctor to invite him on the talk show. He's really an amazing surgeon. Anything else you want to say about Dr. Mueller?
Well, the other last time I went in to have a modification done, I wouldn't say busy, but I was his 22nd patient that morning.
Well, we're certainly grateful to Dr. Mueller.
Yes,
absolutely. And for your continued success with the vesticular, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. The dialysis patients have high risk of infection, and everything must be kept clean and in proper working order. And it's very complicated, and it's really been by the grace of God that you had X amount of surgeries the last couple of years, and you've come out great. You've come out great. So that is really the progress report for us on that end. I want to talk a little bit about what I'm trying to implement with you, Plan for Fitness, and how you don't have to sit in the gym and lift a weight right now. You have the dialysis arm and you have an injury on that arm and it's minimal OT on that. But the PT is going well with the walking every day. You're doing daily walking. You're doing standing exercises. And
yes.
You're doing household stuff. And also, you know, that's an important thing with me. Well, you've known me a long time. Home organization and sanitization is key for me to have a happy home and a safe home. What's our number one rule?
Safety.
And
yeah.
We agreed upon that years ago. So, you know, I'm so proud to see that you're really going to the next level. It's still a struggle, and you're still overcoming things, as we all are. We all have our own hurdles. And,
yes.
Right now, Mr. Hess is transitioning off the walker. He's on a three-wheel walker. For 2 years now, he had a setback after a cardiac issue and multiple times of being hospitalized. Those 4 to 5 days a pop really set you back every time we got you back in therapy. So you were wheelchair-bound till 07, transitioned you from a walker to a cane to no aid.
Right.
So we know we can do it again. And that's the bottom line, and I want you to continue pushing forward and to have the attitude of gratitude and to continue to have the goals. You're an inspiration to many people.
Well, you know, it's not always easy, but if you don't push forward, you'll never get anywhere. So as down as we may get some days, we got to get up and just keep going.
Well, it's good to see that.
It's certainly better than the alternative.
Say it again.
It's certainly better than the alternative.
And the alternative is constricted living. You have to surrender all of your independence. And
yes.
They are responsible for you. They are responsible for you, and you are at someone else's mercy. And even in an emergency situation, as we have experienced, you cannot just the first response there is a lot longer than it were.
I got sick at one place, and it took an hour and a half before they decided to call the doctor.
It is alarming. I remember, you know, you were in the top of the line place, and it was the worst for first response. And that is awareness, ladies and gentlemen, that if you have a loved one or a family member, a friend in a nursing home, go visit them. Make sure they're okay. If you have family that's out of state, then send somebody. Or, of course, myself, I will be happy anywhere in Palm Beach County to visit your loved one. Mr. Hess, I'm so pleased to have you on the show tonight, and it's truly a celebration.
Well, you know, if you look back when my mother, unfortunately, was put into a nursing facility because of her illnesses, she wasn't taken care of until they knew I was showing up every day.
Yes, so you know firsthand, and you also experienced that.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we pray that she's resting there. She's not in any pain anymore, but what a way of suffering if you weren't there and you made sure that she was cared for, and you know you sleep good at night because you know you did the right thing with respect and love till the end. And that says something about you. So I'm extremely proud.
My grandfather was right in his advice. he said, don't get older. And wow. I'll tell you, he filed his own. He didn't really get old until he hit 103, which is something.
So and he was young in spirit.
Young in spirit, young in every way you could think of. Where they say mind over matter, it's very true. Your mindset means a great deal.
Absolutely. You really, really come leaps and bounds to the place you were before. And it is interesting to know that, you know, granddad, he lived till 105. And many times, ladies and gentlemen, I will say to Mr. Hess, would you like to live in a 55 and over community with a swimming pool and a clubhouse? And you say no. You rather live among a mix of ages, some young, some older. Tell the listeners why you feel that way. You're going to be 69 in about a couple months. What's your view on that?
Well, here again, I think when we moved off of Long Island to come to Florida, he was already 100 years old. And that's what we said, should we set up into a, oh, no, he wanted a community where he saw life, kids and activity. And, you know, you can sit there and sit in a chair and everybody can come up with their horror stories. It doesn't make for much of a enjoyment of life. This way, at least you can see kids, and Debbie also has a new puppy with me, which
let's talk about Vinny. So I was out for a walk, and I found this Dachshund mix. He was running around for my friends say about a week, and he was skinny, and I put a collar on him and a rope, and I walked him home. And Vinny is a.k.a. Vincent. He is our therapy dog. Mr. Hess, he's delightful. He's really a gift.
Yes, he is. And, this is it. You can enjoy seeing not only the physical growth of a pet, but their maturity and the way they do things. If you're in a nursing home, you don't get to see any of that. You know, it's the same all the time. But this is when you're out on your own, you get to experience more things and more joy.
That's awesome news, and he really is delightful, and he's heavy on our heart. We had to go through the proper chain of command, and he's not reported lost, and he has no microchip, so we're going for adoption. And I just see that he makes you happy. He's cheerful. He makes me happy, too. So he's, you know, going to be a family dog. But how do you feel? And for the listeners that may be just tuning in, this is Plan for Fitness. We're celebrating 10 years taking care of Mr. Arthur Hess. He's calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. We're just doing a progress report, and everything has been wonderful. We're ending the show talking about our new pup, Vinny. He's a Dachshund mix. He sure barks a lot, but we think he's a good guard dog, and he understands command, and
he's full of love.
Yes. And on the slideshow, if you're tuning in online, you'll see a picture of Mr. Hess with the puppy. And, you know, when you were growing up, you had the family dogs. And I was asking you.
Yeah,
like, oh,
always had dogs.
But you never slept in the bed with the dogs?
No, I always had large dogs. I had chows and collies.
Well, that's wonderful. I know you love the canines. I think that this little dog is altogether different because he's so babyish, you know.
Yes.
And he's and he brings great energy to the house, and that's something for people that may be tuning in. If you have a pet and you're going to visit somebody, maybe they live alone, maybe you are going to the nursing home, or whatever your circumstance, bring the pup, bring the dog. Because that really cheers people up. I know it cheers me up. And, I have to walk him several times a day, and he's a lot of work, but we love him.
Well, it's, here again, it's life. It's getting to experience different things just like normal people on a daily basis. We run into everything. When you're in the nursing home, you don't run into anything. Everything is the same.
The same every day.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, continued encouragement is coming your way from me. I'm going to continue to push you. You know, we know that is my greatest concern, for you to go forward and be well and be cared for.
And
for your surroundings to be of wellness. And I want to thank you for coming back on the air with me tonight.
Oh, believe me, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be signing off. Plan for Fitness is broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. If you'd like to visit the website, go to www.planforfitnessradio.com. Everybody have a wonderful evening, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Hess.